For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Council has before them the minutes of the March 18th meeting. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections? Entertain a motion for the approval of the minutes as written.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes as written.
Motion by Cole.
I'll second.
Second by Rick. Any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
I abstain, I wasn't here.
Okay. Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Entertain a motion for the approval of claims.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick.
I'll second.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Any presentation, petition of communications? First up is Marcia. Doctor's about to go out of the room.
Okay, just checking in. I think everyone in the packet has seen. We did submit proper insurance again this year. The loan rally should be $2 million per, I think it's per incident, per incident, per, it exceeds the statute. It was $1.5 million is what was asked, and we have $2 million. So that should be covered. I did change the schedule a little bit, only to reflect that Friday's not a media day. Friday's a full fly day. There was some confusion last year, so we're just doing a full fly day on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Saturday night stays the same as the Balloon Glow food trucks and things like that. And then the last one was parking. There should be the parking schedule in your packet. The parking is all of Stillwater. There is a section there that has been hydro-seeded. I did talk to Kevin about that. And if it's dry enough and settled enough, we can park on it. If not, we're going to put cones around that section, and then we can park down the alley on the asphalt and all the way around there. So there still should be adequate and plenty of parking. And it was okayed and approved by Stillwater Sedona. So, anybody have any questions for me?
Any questions?
This airport board approved all this?
Yeah. We've had the county, the city, and the airport board has all. They'll have final. They just got the insurance as well. You guys, city comes first, and then I have to do the county and the airport board, but it's the same.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next, we have Bryce West, the engineer, and present some information on the airport.
Yes, thank you. I think our council members has a copy of my report on Hydro Solutions, a report regarding the managed property. So we're kind of at the end of our due diligence period of purchasing the property. We did a test well. We pump tested after 24 hours. The results were about 97 to 100 gallons a minute with 10 feet of drawdown. The only problem with that site is the gravels. We only have about 20, 21 feet of actual gravels that will hold the water as far as the thickness. And so what I did is I took the data we did from our pump test, I did a hydraulic model, and also sent my model off to Hydro Solutions and had their hydrogeologist also model it and give us a second opinion on what they thought. And then we had a meeting, and they came kind of to the same conclusion I did. The conclusion is that no matter what size diameter well you put there, you're probably looking at around 100 to 140 gallons a minute well, just because of that, the lack of thickness of gravels that are there to support, you know, that type of production. One of the things they did do also in their model is they went ahead and modeled a multi-well field, meaning maybe installing three wells there to get the production we're looking for. Remember, we're looking for a 300 to 400 gallon a minute well to basically replace the island well that we have right now that does about 250 to 300 gallons a minute. So they did that, and they were anywhere in their report, they say, well, maybe you'll get 120 to 324 gallons a minute, maybe if you milk three wells. get, they don't know that from the model. And then they also give us a price estimate of what they believe the production well there would cost, and that's about $64,000 per well. So what their conclusion is, maybe you can get to 300 gallons a minute if you drill three wells, but you're looking at an additional $190,000 for those wells. So in further discussion with them, and in my report, you know, our recommendation, Hydro Solutions and ours, is probably not the site that we want to get a, you know, well of 300 to 400 gallons a minute. So it's my recommendation that we don't purchase that, and we look at different options, different places in town. One of the options that we're looking at right now is the Heritage Park. We're looking at maybe installing a well in the southern half of that. Right now, on the north half, you have a production well there that supplies the city, and that well does 350 gallons a minute. The original reason we look at that because we're concerned with well interference. When you have multiple wells in one area, you'll actually lose production in one well. But Hydro Solutions is going to move forward with doing a hydraulic model of that to see how much it will impact that, and that might be actually a very viable option because it looks like we can get at least a couple hundred feet separation between the two wells. So we're going to look at that, and we're also, we looked at, there's some vacant lots near the Bear, in the Beartooth Heights near a Beartooth well that's owned by Harris. As of today, no, that is not an option. That is not something they're willing to sell for a future well. So the other thing I'm going to look at is just north of, Bear, of our Beartooth well right now, that well is our best well, which is 450 gallons. And we're gonna, I'm going to look at possibly constructing another well there just north of there, even though I think everybody kind of knows that area is the sledding hill where the kids sled, and it's kind of just slopes right off from the street down into Kaiser Creek. One of the ideas is we could probably look at placing structural fill there so that we can build a pad there, that we can construct a well there and a pump house if we need to, or a building, because that well is a really good well. And we're going to look at that and visit with Hydro Solutions about what the options of that is, because it's a property we already own, similar to like the park, and I think the money would be well invested in looking at those two sites. Again, we really are looking for two well sites. We need one now immediately, but we do need a future well to help replace that, because once you have, you need to have, all your wells have to produce a peak daily demand, or your maximum daily demand, if you take the best well out of production. If you shut it off, the other ones have to leave that. So we're really looking at, I think, 700 gallons a minute is what we're looking for, you know, for all the wells to produce for maximum daily demand. Any questions? Don't tell my recommendation that you don't move forward with the purchase of that property. It's not an action item. Okay. We take the recommendation, and you know, we do have a buy sell on April 15th. And we will move ahead to go back to the realtors and tell them we're not going to follow through with the purchase.
Yep. And we have a report. My report, I believe, will be given to them, along with Hydro Solutions report showing why you're not doing that, along with an exhibit that I think you have a copy of. That exhibit shows the location of the well casings. There's actually two casings that were drilled out there. One was terminally below ground, so we want to make sure we disclose the location of that in case someone was to excavate there. So
are they gonna use a deep one or?
I don't know. I don't think we've approached them yet as far as what they would like us to do with them. Well, leave them, take them out, I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Travis. Thank you. Thanks, Travis.
Thank you. Let's two tube that goes front and center. Gary started with the police department in 1999. Now, these past 25 years, he served as a police officer, school resource officer, and a police chief. I swore you in 1999.
I said you did.
Who knew we were going to be standing here 25 years later? Tonight, it's my privilege to honor you, to congratulate you on an outstanding career. Thank you for your exemplary service to our community.
You've discharged your duties in every capacity with professionalism, compassion, fairness, and dependability. It'll be hard to overstate the impact, the positive impact that you've had on the quality of life of our community. Congratulations to the group.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. It's been an honor to serve the citizens and the community of Columbus, especially as the chief of police. A very big thank you to the city council for all the support that you've given me through the last 4.5 years. I can't thank you guys enough and the community enough. So thank you all.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Now that we're out of police chief, Officer Dietrich is the name of the post press.
Okay. We'll swear to you, police chief. Can you raise your hand? Repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Aaron Euchre.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear that I will support.
That I will support.
Protect and defend.
Protect and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Montana.
The Constitution of the State of Montana.
And I will discharge the duties of my office as.
And I will discharge the duties of my office.
As chief of police.
As chief of police.
For the city of Columbus.
The city of Columbus.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you.
Everybody throwing mom and dad up to stick his stars on.
I have a good report and not much, considering there's nothing there to follow up after all of that. So the only thing I'll bring up for your attention on the next council meeting, we did have Fire Relief Association meeting where come to my realization we haven't submitted a full list of our volunteers for you guys to approve in quite some time. So that will be in front of you at the next council meeting, which means I will also be here at the next council meeting, but it'll be agenda and you guys can approve that. So other than that, that's all I have on the report. But unless you have any questions.
Questions for Rich? Okay. An old chief and a new chief, we need the chief's report.
Since I'm the one that prepared the last report for this evening, I don't have anything further than what's on my report to council if anybody has any questions.
Questions for Gary? Good job, good job. Okay.
Thank you.
Public Works?
The only thing I literally want on the report, I'd like to thank Gary and Jesus and Savior, especially the hearing board.
Thank you.
Okay. Any questions for Scott?
All the manhole covers went good?
Yeah.
Okay.
A long time.
Intersections open. Ryan?
Something up there.
Okay. Questions for Ryan? three.
Nothing further than that's in my report.
Cool manager situation.
We don't have one.
Who's applied, who applied?
Eliza Vespal applied.
Eliza Vespal. Right there.
And he's not available till?
There's a couple weeks before the register of the pool opens that he's not available. And that's a very important time for the pool.
Will this item be on the agenda next week, next meeting or something, so we can discuss?
If we have something.
But there's people that own, right. We gotta do something, right? Didn't you say?
Two weeks or, we have option of, without a pool manager, we're not gonna open the pool.
Yeah, well, but we need to open the pool, so we need to figure out something, right?
We need to have a pool manager.
Hasn't come up with some folks that could help. There was some people that could actually help until he was available.
We don't have that application in for that, but we talked, we're trying to get something.
We're trying to work something out, but I don't know that.
But it'd be nice to come to the council too.
It'd be very nice. We'd love to have.
No, I mean.
Yeah, before council.
When did the pool open last year?
I believe it was June 5th, right around there. This year, tentative date would be June 3rd, that Monday, June 3rd.
Where are we sitting for lifeguards?
We don't start looking for lifeguards until we find a manager.
Okay.
And usually by the mid-March, we usually have a manager hired. And then the managers are responsible for hiring the lifeguards. So we haven't really got there yet.
So I'm guessing this is just piggybacking off what Dennis said. Your number three says Hannah Obert. One of the managers from last year has offered to help. Is that something that just came up?
Yeah, she called me on Friday.
Okay.
Or texted me on Friday. And I told her I really didn't have the answer for her, how it's gonna work, because it's not really my call. She wants to help temporarily, just to kind of help get the pool up and running. And so I just told her I didn't know. I'd have to talk to the mayor and see what we could come up with.
Yeah, because I agree with Dennis. We need to figure out a way to open this pool. It's kind of one of the summer highlights for at least some of the little guys.
Yeah, and you need to have a certified pool person. Cody Obert is certified as a pool technician. Is that the right word?
Certified pool operator.
CPO.
CPO, okay.
Was Hannah last year or not? Because she's the one that did all of the lifeguard lessons to teach them.
She was not. Cody was.
Okay.
So we don't have a certified.
I'm not sure what the rule is exactly, but as far as the CPO, I don't know if you need one there every minute.
No, you don't. They have to be with.
And we have one in the city public works department.
We do.
Which could be available until we get one.
Right.
Get one.
Or train somebody to do it.
Yeah.
There's online class to do it.
Was there online?
Yeah, look into it. Because the one that they offer in Billings, they offer it in March, which normally if we had our pool manager hired, we could have sent them.
Thompson Pools does it.
Yeah, and then they don't offer another one until October. So you can do it online.
Maybe we can try to find somebody for October, next year.
Oh. Find somebody.
Do a head over? Yeah. Well, for at least get somebody trained.
You good.
How's the pool for the lifeguards? I mean, is there a group that are interested in doing that?
Usually a lot of the lifeguards will come back every year. So that's what we hope for. We did have, I think, three of the lifeguards from last year graduated. So sometimes we might get them another year, and sometimes they want to take their last summer before college and not spend every day at the pool.
I
Any other questions?
So there will be, on the next council meeting, there will be an item on the agenda for that, or will there be?
Depends on what we have. I mean, you may have to make a decision on whether you're going to open the pool or not. If you have somebody that can be hired as a pool manager, we can hire them. They can start hiring lifeguards.
We could advertise for lifeguards, could we, and get some applications in? Could we be ahead of the game?
We've been online, put it on Indeed. We went to all the schools. We went around town to the grocery stores, the banks. We went everywhere, talked to them.
No applications?
Nope. Spent in the paper for 2 weeks. We've been advertising since the beginning of March.
For manager and lifeguard?
No, we don't start looking for lifeguards until we hire a manager. That's how the city's always done it.
So if we wanted to look, if we have somebody that already applied, had an application, they can't start from May 19th through the 3rd, but they're willing to do that job for the rest of the time period. And Hannah Obert said that she would help out at the beginning part of that. Is there a way that we can move forward with looking at that one applicant that we had? Because Elias Vespa, I've had him in school. He is an outstanding young man. He does a lot of community service in our community, and he's respectful. I would see no problem with him in a leadership role like that. So I would like to see it be put onto the agenda for next meeting, that we are working with something with that.
So do we have to have Hannah actually fill out an application to make to get
yeah,
it to
she
go?
Yeah, she would need to fill out an application.
Right, to get it to go proper channels. And,
And I told her I'd reach out to her after council tonight and let her know, you know, what transpired.
Okay, and I took a phone call echoing Gannon's sentiments to on Elias from prior to the meeting, like just a few minutes before coming here, about his community service and whatnot.
I
agree with Dan and trying to figure out a way to make it work, where he can come back from vacation and start.
I think we can make it work.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thank you.
Any public comment on current agenda items? Is there any public comment on current agenda items?
I don't know if it counts as public agenda or not, what you guys were just talking about, but I would like to know, I'll also be available following the 19th, from the 19th to the 23rd. I will be available to help organize anything that needs to be organized. I'm more than willing to do anything, help out with the pool. I think it's important that we keep it open, so.
How about before the 19th?
I'll be in school then, but I don't know. I can try and make anything work, so.
You said you're available.
From the 19th, I graduate on the 19th, so then I'll school off, and then I'll leave on the 23rd.
So you're gone from the 23rd to
23rd, June 23rd, yeah. Makes a difference.
Thank you.
Any public comment on current agenda items? Any public comment on current agenda items? There's no committee reports. Move on to unfinished business. First item is the second reading. Ordinance 369-2024 to amend the municipal code to revise chicken regulations. I'll entertain a motion to waive the reading.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second.
Second by Bob. Is there any discussion? Motion passes to waive the reading. I entertain a motion to approve or to pass the ordinance 369-2024.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Kim.
I'll second.
Second by Rick. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Next item is the second reading of ordinance 3702024, to amend the municipal code for animal control, basically change the fee schedule. Entertain a motion to waive the second reading of the ordinance.
Make a motion to waive the reading of ordinance 370-2024.
Motion by Cole.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis? Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Entertain a motion to pass. Motion to pass ordinance 370-2024.
So moved.
Motion by Dennis?
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion passes. New business. We have before you the invitation to bid for solid waste collection and disposal for City of Columbus for the period July 1, 2024 through June 30th, 2029. Five-year contract. Entertain a motion for approval of the invitation to bid.
Make a motion for the approval of invitation to bid.
Motion by Cole.
I'll second it.
Second by Rick. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is approval of professional services agreement in the City of Columbus and the Brown Guys of Business of Billings for mowing the cemetery in the amount of $25,569. Entertain a motion for the approval of the agreement.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Tim.
I'll second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is Public Works Construction Agreement from the City of Columbus and TLC Patriot Septic Excavation for the septic system upgrade to HQP Park restrooms in the amount of $10,592.32. Entertain a motion for approval of the agreement.
I move to approve that.
Motion by Dan.
I second it.
Second by Bob. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, is this for both upper and lower? Or just the...
It's for the septic tank at upper.
At upper, for to do the old wood ones?
Yeah, to get the bathrooms working again.
Okay.
Is there any permit requirements for that?
No. They work with the county, and what these guys are doing is approved and run through.
Perfect. Well, that helps. Not a minute.
Further discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is a approval of public use permit for Montana Shakespeare in the Park on July 23rd. That's in Heritage Park. Entertain a motion for the approval of the special use permit.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick.
I'll second.
Second by Cole. Any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is approval of special use permit for Columbus Farmers Market. It's Thursday from August 1 to September 3, 2024 at the Railroad Park from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Motion for approval?
I make a motion to approve special use permit for the Farmers Market.
Motion by Cole.
I'll second it.
Second by Tim. Is there any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Motion passes. Motion passes.
Any comments on the agenda?
I'll check around. I'll get the last one.
Any comments on the agenda?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Can I just stand right here? Andrea Overpike, was the pool manager for a couple of years. I just want to point it out that 2 years ago, we went on vacation right after they graduated, the end of May, and got back at the beginning of June, and there didn't seem to be any issues. The pool didn't open, I think, that year until like the 7th or the 8th, but it worked, they went very well. They did stuff before they left, got a lot of it organized, and it was cleaned and filled, and it just, like, it worked very well.
Josh Sears, is there any, or have we spoke of anything of like a fee for camping at HKD Park, or like mandating an exact amount of days someone can camp? Because I know, I've noticed that we've had quite a few squatters staying there for a long period of time.
We have, there's a stay limit at HKD Park, it's currently 7 days.
It is?
Yeah.
Seven.
There's no fee, but we have a donation pipe there.
Yeah, I've seen the donation pipe, but I didn't know if it'd work out better if there was a set fee.
Yeah.
To park, just like at other locations.
7 days, isn't it?
7 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're 10, we dropped it to 7, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I think in 21, I asked if the council, if we could start to charge, and that was in the works with the improvement part.
Yeah. I think that would be a great thing, especially to help just even like pay for small things like this in the near future and anything like that. I mean, even if it was $5 to have to fill out a ticket for a bunch of other camping sites, I think it'd be a good idea to help clean up the area and plus give a little bit of extra money to the city as well.
So we thought about it, but
yeah,
we have to discuss. There's a bunch of cleanup that has to be done before. We talked about, like, we talked about getting a lot of the overhanging branches and just on a liability type thing if it was a charging thing. So it is.
Yeah, we talked about. I think we had a couple of committee meetings a few years ago about kind of what to do, because we had the park plan that came out. Planners came out with park, kind of a document to figure out kind of how the city guide us and how we want to kind of improve it, being the main park to be improved. And yeah, we haven't really.
Could be a good spot to focus for like community service, people doing community service in a way too, possibly.
We get our fair share of community service through people sentence. So.
Any other comments not on the agenda? We need to get this adjourned so we can have some refreshments. We entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Ross, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.